Almighty Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We bow before you this morning. We return all glory. We return all honor unto you, for you are God, and there is no one else beside you. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, mighty Lord. We exhort you, for you are great, and there is none like unto thee. Lord, we exhort you. We bless your name this morning. And Father, Lord, we are before you, Lord, today. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his loving kindness towards all. Thank him for his love that abides forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord this morning and declare upon your life as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare the word of the Lord over my day. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, today as I go out, I enjoy the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I come in agreement with the word of the Lord concerning me. The Lord God arise for my sake. The Lord God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare this morning that I assess the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not labor in foolishness. I will not labor in the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus, my labor today is in the direction of harvest. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into evil. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's error. I will not walk in error. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, any appearances of that is put together against me today, you will not prosper. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, any evil altar that is raised into this day to stand against me, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare he has said he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. As I go out today, I enjoy angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. For he has declared that surely his goodness and his mercy, they will follow me. They will be my companion today. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord attends to me today. The mercy of the Lord works for me today. I enjoy all the benefit of his love. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word and I enjoy the banquet of his mercy. The mercy of the Lord, mercy for preservation, mercy for provision, mercy for favor. In the name of Jesus, mercy for timely help I receive today. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me anywhere I stand, anywhere I go. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. Any evil word that is spoken against my day, in the name of Jesus, you are cancelled. You will not stand. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the words of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I walk under his shadow. I walk under the wings of the Lord. I am protected. Mercy for preservation, help in time of scarcity is my provision today. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. Nature will not work against me. In the name of Jesus, whatever the weather is presently, you will not work against me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare declare my safety in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today the grace of the Lord is made available unto me. The banner of the Lord is raised upon me in the name of Jesus. I stand on his word. I speak to my life in the name of Jesus. When others will be saying there is casting down, I will be celebrating the lifting up of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I am blessed of the Lord. As I go out today, I am blessed. My coming back is blessed in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless the works of my hand. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless my storehouses in the name of Jesus. I am the one that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. The Lord is with me. I am planted in the court of the Lord. I flourish in and out of season in the name of Jesus. I am covered with the glory of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is with me. The presence of the Lord goes with me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to pray for this nation just as we've been praying. I really want you to take it seriously and let us pray. Pray for Nigeria. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. Ask that the Lord will break the scepter of wickedness in Nigeria. Ask that the light of God will shine. Ask that the throne of wickedness be broken, be pulled down in the name of Jesus. Ask that the Lord will break the scepter, the rulership of wickedness in Nigeria. That the light of God will shine in the name of Jesus. Oh, the light will shine. Light that shines in darkness and that darkness cannot comprehend. Lord, let your light shine in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, we ask for mercy over this nation. From the north to the south, from the west to the east. Lord, mercy. Over all the regions of this nation, we ask for mercy, Lord. Father, you will break the scepter of wickedness. You will break the scepter of the wicked over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you will not allow the scepter of the wicked to fall upon the portion of the righteous. For the glory of your name, oh Lord, break the scepter of wickedness. For the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus, disappoint their enterprise in the name of Jesus, that they will no longer prosper in their enterprise. Set confusion in their camp. Let their disgrace be made known unto generation. Arise, O God, and fight for the cause of your name. Arise, O Lord, have respect for your name, O Lord. Have respect for your covenant over this nation. For the dark places in this nation is becoming a place and habitation of the cruelty. Arise, Lord, that the wicked will no longer prosper in Nigeria. You will break their scepter over this nation in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we present all the prayer requests that is before us, Lord. We ask that your hand of grace will be upon them in the name of Jesus, as they have requested from you, Lord, on every single request, as it is being requested from you. According to your will, you will establish them in the name of Jesus, for breakthrough, for success, for breaking of evil cycle, for healing, for deliverance, for provision, for supernatural help, for favor in all lands. Father, you will establish them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you of our prayer program that will be coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, by 12 noon, we are going to be having our prayer launch. It's an hour prayer time before the Lord at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Jokudu Junction along Songwele-Eli Road. Remember, the time is by 12 noon. Let us come together in the presence of the Lord and let us pray. We are coming there basically to pray, intercede, ask for the help of the Lord. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Beloved, this morning, I want to encourage you on our anchor scripture and on our anchor theme that we have started with in this month of March. I want you to see the month of March as the month that you need to pray. This is the last month of the first quarter of the year. You really need to pray. See this month as a month to sow for the remaining portion of the year. Our anchor scripture for the month of March is in the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and verse 2. I will lift up my hands unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Let me tell you, the mystery behind any blessings that you see behind any man is the help from the Lord. Not just a one-time help, but the mystery to the continuity of progress, continuity of grace, grace for men, for believers, all through times and ages is help from the Lord. No man can ever receive a thing except that which is given unto him from our Father above. And that is why since the first day of this month, I have been leading you into prayers to look up unto God and ask for help from him. Beloved, this morning, take your eyes off men. Men has nothing to offer you. Your help is not coming from a brother abroad, but your help is coming from your Father above. It is your Father above that will compel the heart of man to move towards you. It is not by your own doing or by asking those men, those friends, those family members that will compel them. No. Your help is not coming from the hills. Your help is coming from the presence of the Lord, from the throne of mercy. Men will continually say, there is no more help for you. But for you, your help is not in any man. Your help is rest assured in God. If man help you, it will get to a point they will stop. They will be tired. But then when you turn to God, who is able to do abundantly more than you can ever think or imagine, he will arise for your help. Do not put your trust in man, but put your trust in God. See, my growing up, I have come to see and understand that there is little that man can do for you by their strength. At a point, they will turn back, and even the little they have done for you, they will keep telling people that if not for us, this is what we have done for him. But when your trust is in the Lord, I have come to see, let me share this with you, at a little age in my family, my father died while I was very, very little, and men, family, friends came, they trooped in. It was like we are never going to be alone. It was like we were going to enjoy the fellowship, the partnering, the blessings, the gifts that we can ever imagine. Our house was always packed full within that month. And lo and behold, after the day that he was buried, almost everybody disappeared. And in the coming days, I began to see with a clear eyes that men no longer come. Men no longer stand by their words. As a matter of fact, I have even gone to a man to ask for help. And when I told him that this and this is what is needed, what he told me was even heartbreaking. Not even saying anything would have been better, but what he uttered out of his mouth was even heartbroken. That is what men would do because their help is limited. The scripture says, Psalm 3, you read Psalm 3, verse 2 and 3. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. That is what man will always say, there is no help. They will get to a point where their strength will be depleted. They will get to a place where they will tell you, I can no longer do this. They will want to keep you in a cage where they can always beckon on you. Dearly beloved, break out of that place. Look up unto God and ask the Lord for help. Look up unto God. There is little or nothing that man can do for you. Verse 3 of that Psalm 3 says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. The Lord is my glory. He is the one that lifts up my head from the dungeon of the wicked. He is the one that will stretch forth his hand and plant my feet in a large room. He is the one that will anoint my head that my cup runs over. He is the one that will lift me up, and he will place my feet upon my high places, and he will make me to walk upon them. Turn unto the Lord for help. It is God that will turn the heart of men to you. He will move men for you. As far as your help is concerned, God is going to be timely and timeless concerning your help. The scripture says, our Lord, our God, is our refuge. Our God is a present help in times of need. Concerning your help, God is going to be timely and timeless concerning you. The expectations of the wicked will be disappointed over you. Do you know their expectation is for you to be less to the promises of God for your life? Is for you to look like the promise but not to live the life of the promise? Is for you to look like the prophecy but not to live the fulfillment of the prophecy? Because as far as they are concerned, they will say there is no help from the Lord for him. They will say there is no help of fulfillment for you but God. who is far above the strength of men. He will arise for you. He is God who is far above the strength of men. He will arise for you. He will become your supernatural supplier of help. God is going to be timely and timeless concerning your help. Declare this morning, my God is my refuge in times of turbulence, a very present help available for me at all time. Now call upon him, beloved, this morning. Look unto him and say, Father, I need your help. Just call up unto him, throw it up unto him. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. All I need from you, Lord, I need you now than ever before. I need you now than ever before. Help me in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The Lord will be timely and timeless concerning your help. He's your supplier. He will arise and he will help you in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.